Welcome to the Merge Sort AI Digest, your daily AI news roundup. Jane, we have a packed show today, starting with some big moves from Alibaba.
Absolutely, Paul. Alibaba has really made a splash, launching their Q1 3.8 27B open weight model. What's particularly exciting is its massive context window and day zero support for mobile devices.
That's right, Jane. This 27 billion parameter model is tailored for real-world coding and office workflows, and it can even expand its context window to 1 million tokens. Plus, they released open weights for an even larger 2.4 trillion parameter model.
And it's not just the new release, Paul. Alibaba's QN model series has actually topped 3 billion downloads in just 6 months, surpassing Meta and Alphabet. It's become the world's most used AI model in that category.
3 billion downloads is a staggering number, Jane. It really shows how much traction QN has gained with developers, with Hugging Face reporting over 150,000 QN-based derivatives.
It certainly does, Paul. Moving on to some interesting internal news, OpenAI has reportedly disbanded its preparedness team. This comes amidst executive reshuffles as they gear up for an anticipated public offering.
That's quite a significant shift for a company known for its focus on safety, Jane. It sounds like there's some internal friction as they prepare for a Wall Street debut, with some personnel feeling unsettled by the changes.
Indeed. And speaking of impressive models, Paul, DeepSeek V4 Pro was just released and achieved an 88.5% score on coding benchmarks. What's even more impressive is its cost efficiency.
You're right, Jane. It's 35 times cheaper than Sol and 90 times cheaper than Fable, which is incredible for such high performance. This could really change the game for developers looking for powerful yet affordable coding agents. Absolutely. Now, for a truly fascinating story, a Chinese neurosurgeon, Jinshan Mu, actually cracked a decades-old math problem using ChatGPT. He was just trying to solve a problem related to brain ultrasounds, you know? That's an incredible testament to the capabilities of AI, Jane. A neurosurgeon using GPT 5.6 Sol to prove Krauzik's conjecture, a problem that had frustrated experts since 2004. What a breakthrough. It really is, Paul. On the business front, OpenAI has appointed a new chief revenue officer, Dolly Rodgick. This comes as their enterprise growth is driving annualized revenue to an impressive $40 billion. $40 billion in annualized revenue is a huge milestone, Jane. It shows the rapid expansion of their enterprise business, even as they navigate these leadership transitions ahead of their IPO. And in other big finance news, Paul, NVIDIA is arranging a $500 billion AI finance pool to support the industry's infrastructure needs. This is to help fund the record $70 billion in GPU debt. That's a massive financial commitment, Jane, showing NVIDIA's deep involvement in fueling the AI boom. They're even providing guarantees on GPU resale values to facilitate these loans. It really highlights the surging infrastructure costs in the AI industry. Also, we're seeing U.S. AI labs like OpenAI and Anthropic slashing model prices to compete with cheaper Chinese rivals, which is good news for customers. That's a clear sign of a price war, Jane, as companies try to retain cost-conscious customers. OpenAI cut prices for GPT 5.6 Luna by 80%, for example, to stay competitive. And finally, Paul, an interesting legal development. A U.S. court has ruled that training AI on purchased books is fair use. This comes amidst reports of independent booksellers seeing unusual bulk purchases of novels. That's a significant ruling, Jane, potentially clarifying some of the legal gray areas around AI training data models. It will be interesting to see how this impacts content creators and AI developers moving forward. And that's the Merge Sort AI Digest for August 15th, 2026. Thank you for joining us, Jane. We'll see y'all next time.